I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big news today from the U.S. Supreme Court about a teenager in Pennsylvania. Didn't make the cheerleading squad, so she had a profanity-laced Snapchat criticizing the coaches. School punished her. She sued, saying that's her First Amendment right. And today, the Supreme Court sided 8-1 with the student. Now, one of the folks who wrote an amicus brief in favor of that student is Sigal Ben-Porath, a professor at the University of Pennsylvania Graduate School of Education. And she joins us now with great insight into this. Professor Ben-Porath, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Adam.
Why did you decide to get involved in this case by writing the brief?
Well, I co-wrote this brief with, I'm a professor of education, and I wrote it with a few law professors. And the reason for me to share this brief with the court was that I really felt that the court should be very careful in allowing schools to regulate student speech off campus, right? So I thought that if the court has chosen to continue some of its previous decisions in restricting student speech rights, really students can get to a point where they cannot express their views anywhere. If young people cannot speak freely off campus, on social media, on the weekend, as this young woman did, really they cannot express their views openly anywhere, and that was a real concern in my view.
How much of a factor is age in this? We've got a high school student. Certainly when we're talking about college students and what their freedom to express views as they're older and maybe have more, you know, nuanced views on things. How much is age a factor here when we talk about this?
Right. So, look, for some justices, it's more of a factor than for others. For example, the one dissenter in the case today is Justice Thomas, who really feels in this case, as in other cases, that young people under the age of 18 should really not have the same speech rights or should be more restricted either by the school or by their parents than, you know, people over 18. This case will not probably have a significant impact on college students because college students are not monitored by their parents in the same way, right? So the expectations are different here. But generally speaking, you know, it makes sense for schools, according to the current perspective of the courts, and I think general social perspective, it makes sense for schools to say, look, you come to school, you're expected to behave by our rules. For example, maybe we don't allow profanities, or there are other ways in which we want you to behave professionally. And so the courts have supported schools in protecting what the court calls, you know, a productive learning environment or a context in which really you can learn in a thoughtful way rather than just have a free-for-all exchange. And high schools are more restricted, high schools and lower schools are more restricted in this way because we do assume that young people don't, you know, have a lot to learn. They need to be a lot of knowledge needs to be imparted to them. We have to teach them even manners, right, or values, attitudes. So it makes sense to restrict them more on campus. But off campus, really, I mean, either it's their parents' responsibility to decide how much they restrict them, whether profanities are permissible in some instances or not, how do they use their social media. So it's more the parents' purview than the schools, because the school really stands here for the state. And I don't know that you want the state to regulate what students or young people can say everywhere outside of the school, outside of the school day.
We are talking to Dr. Segal Ben-Porath, who is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania, where she wrote an amicus brief in this case that the U.S. Supreme Court decided on today, 8-1, favoring with this high school student in Pennsylvania who was critical of her cheerleading coaches, posted a Snapchat and used some vulgar language. The school punished her, and she fought against it. Dr. Ben-Porath, I think maybe parents or others are wondering, okay, when is the line drawn? When is that speech, or when is that those posts that are made off campus, when do they go from, okay, free speech to something, I guess, more concerning where punishment should be warranted?
Right. And the court definitely paid some careful attention to that, both during the oral hearing or arguments and today in their decision. For example, Justice Sotomayor expressed a very careful and detailed concern regarding the cases of extreme bullying, right? So the school is, in fact, responsible, and this is in today's opinion, as in some prior opinions, is responsible for cases in which one student bullies another in a way that restricts their access to learning and to even coming to school, whether this bullying takes place on social media or whether it's in person on the way to school. You know, somebody is mocking you or is harassing you in a way that is going to cause you to reconsider whether you even can come to school or whether you can participate in school freely. This type of bullying is not protected as part of a student's open expression protection, and the school really can intervene in that. Similarly, if this young woman that we're speaking about had expressed her criticism by way of threats, for instance, if she said, I'm going to go to school and kill the coach, just to take an extreme example, right? So if she was threatening somebody from the school, a student or a coach or a teacher in this way, this is not going to be protected. And the court today was clear about that. And there are other ways. For example, if, you know, leaving for a moment the context of sports, if she were sharing the answers to an exam on Facebook, right? So she was using social media or other platforms to cheat. And in this way, to disrupt the learning of other students, this is also something that the court allows the school to intervene in, to censor or to punish, even if it happens outside of school and outside the school day, right? So there are actually pretty clear lines in cases where the school can say, look, you know, maybe it's protected speech when you're an adult, but when you're a student, these are things that we can intervene in, or maybe, as in the case of threats, it's not even protected if you were a grown-up. So while the court explicitly said that they are not using this opportunity, you know, this case with the cheerleader, to create a full account of what constitutes off-campus speech and what types of speech are subject to regulation or to intervention by the school.
Right.
The court didn't do it today, but they did give clear indication that there are forms of expression off campus that actually the school can legitimately punish, but not this.
Dr. Ben-Porath, thank you so much for the time today. We appreciate your insight into this topic.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Dr. Sigal Ben-Porath, professor in the Literacy, Culture, and International Education Division of the University of Pennsylvania. Lots to digest there, lots to think about, even beyond criticizing a coach and the things that the ways that kids can get into trouble on their phones and social media. Whew. You're a parent. You're thinking about that all the time. But I'd like to get continue to get your input on this. 651-989-9226. Phone calls and texts. Do you think the Supreme Court got it right, or do you think that schools should be able to punish a kid for certain things that they post on social media, even if they're not in school? It's 1:17. Let's give away some money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.